Welcome to Daytime Confidential's ABC Network episode. My name is Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are discussing musicals and deaths on One Life to Live, Fortune Stolen on All My Children, Emmy Wins on General Hospital, and Baby Stealing.
And this is Tina, and stay tuned.
Okay, we might
don't be enthusiastic.
We might have to work with that a little.
Stay awake. Stay tuned. I mean, whatever.
Let's see here.
Don't cut that. That's funny. I'm funny once a day, and that's it. Got to keep it.
Okay.
You don't understand. I've done like a marathon of your podcasts today. So.
Have you really?
Well, considering how many there are out here, it doesn't surprise me.
How many were you at now?
You had done up to 79.
And I published the 80th. Will be published tomorrow.
Are you joking me? What are you talking to people?
And I listened to 76, 77, 78, and 79 today.
Oh wow. Jinx.
Okay, she needs a treat.
She gets another gold star.
76 almost put me to sleep. Go to her house naked.
76 trombones is what you need, or however that goes. Anyways,
76 put me to sleep because I don't watch the CBS shows.
Well, let's dive right in. Right off the bat,
she'll stay awake.
Right off the bat, Tina, we had the Emmys. You weren't with us on the post Emmy wrap up show. Jeannie Francis won. What do you think of her win, Julie Marie Berman's loss, and
Rick Hurst. Well, very happy to see that Jeannie won. I think it's about time. What is it, 31 years?
Yes.
It's about time. I don't know that, you know, Emmy should go to people who are only on air for 4 weeks, but that's, you know, they submitted the reel. The cast was behind her. She got all the way there. She won it, and there's really, you know, I think she looked great. Her dress was beautiful. She obviously has already lost quite a bit of weight on this MetaFast.
Someone mentioned 23 pounds, I think it was.
I believe something around that figure.
Oatmeal.
I hope that she's losing the weight for herself and not for the idiots in charge.
For the idiots in charge, really? Go Noma.
Really.
Sorry.
Come on, you're distracting us. These are short episodes.
We've got
to stay on topic
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. All right.
So what did you think? In terms of the General Hospital wins, All My Children, One Life to Live and All My Children were both shut out for all intents and purposes.
Well, it's not like they were anything to write home about to begin with.
Okay.
Was picked to win it, to win the top two awards.
Who picked them?
Almost every soap publication, all these critics. You got me.
What are they watching?
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, but if it's the magazines, I mean, we already know that they don't
actually
watch the soaps.
No, the magazines, all the people online, One Life to Live's got this in a bag. I'm going, huh?
No, they don't. They didn't even come close.
Russell's had it in the bag, but, you know, what do I know?
Well,
I think what they thought is maybe there would be a lot of votes divided between some of the other soaps, and One Life to Live would maybe sneak in like a dark horse. That wouldn't have surprised me, but I honestly thought both soaps sucked. I mean, they're finally gone. The hack writers that were there, Higley and McTavish, they're finally gone. So maybe next year they'll actually be eligible to even be considered for that award.
Okay.
But I was stunned at Julie Marie Berman's loss. Stunned. I'm still not over it.
I really wasn't. I don't know what you guys. Yes,
I watched all the clips. I did.
You didn't watch the episodes ahead of time, did you, Luke?
I didn't, but I still thought Julie had it in the bag. I mean,
no. I watched soaps that I don't normally watch because I watched everything ahead of time. I DVR'd it all. I wasn't home, but
so
I DVR'd
it all.
So you
watched the episode that Jennifer Landon was in?
Yes.
You thought she was that good?
I didn't think she was that good, but I didn't think Julie was all that great either, all they saw.
I thought she was stunning in it. I thought she was stunning.
that's the problem when you don't watch a soap all the time, mm-hmm. and you only watch clips mm-hmm. to try to, you know, select someone to win an award.
Right.
It's very difficult to do it from clips, mm-hmm. where a lot of her stuff has been, you know, the weeks she's been on, not just this one scene
okay.
or this one clip, which I think is part of the pluses and minuses of these award shows.
Now, Rick Hurst went and came to the Emmys after having had throat surgery. I think right now I just saw my TV from Friday's episode. He was being replaced. And he, if I'm not mistaken, he's being replaced by the guy from Sunset Beach, is he not?
Yes.
And yes, he's horrible.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I won't comment
I'm
on that.
You
I was
go.
Just. I
ABC, oh, no, no. He's a horrible recast for Rick.
Okay.
And I just find it funny that everybody keeps mentioning his name. Mm. Hi, Rick. Rick. I mean, when Liz walked in and Liz and Jason both called him Rick in the span of like 30 seconds, Georgie called
yeah.
him Rick.
Well,
that was just kind of.
They need to get the point across. So, what did you think of Rick Hurst's win? Did you think that he deserved it?
Well, I'm sure Lisa wasn't happy to see that.
Actually, I picked him. I wasn't happy, but I said it wouldn't surprise me if Rick Hurst won because his reel was really good. It was really good.
Yes,
very powerful stuff. And he's a good actor, so it doesn't.
But Dan's was too.
Dan's was awesome. But, you know, I'm biased, so.
Okay, well, enough of the Emmys then. What did you guys think of General Hospital this last week? I believe a baby
okay.
was stolen.
Yeah, Jake was taken.
That was like such a pathetic couple mm-hmm. of minutes of daytime there. I mean, she's calling for the baby as if the baby's going to get up and walk back over to her. I'm sorry, if I turned around and I have a child and I saw that carriage empty, I think I would just, you know, let out a big loud scream and then pull out my cell phone and call 911 and scream that my baby's been stolen.
Now, you're a mom,
and
right?
I would grab, I'm a mom, my,
yes,
and
so you
my
know.
Child is six, and
can
I would
imagine?
Grab the other child. I mean, I don't have two children, I only have one, but, mm-hmm. you know, I've gone places with my daughter and her mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. and if one of them tends, you know, sometimes they tend to slip away for a couple seconds, the mm-hmm. first thing I do is grab the one I find first,
exactly.
you know, and then kind of look around and grab the other one.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you think then, Lisa?
Well, I'm with her. I would have screamed my bloody head off and said, help me, my baby's been taken. And scream and scream and scream, hold on to Cameron. But to give Liz a little credit, not the writers because they still suck, she has some postpartum going on. And I...
Yeah, because they dropped it in the episode before, out
oh,
of
I
the
know.
Blue.
Whatever.
That should have been
fun. And I had postpartum, and it was horrible. And
right,
but I just can't imagine, you know, the whole... her reaction was just so flat. I wasn't on the edge of my seat at all.
Well,
and Becky's
thought,
a better actress
whatever.
Than that.
Oh, I know. I think that was
and I
writing.
Think it's the writers. And the whole postpartum depression thing just came out of nowhere.
Well, is it wrong that I felt absolutely no sympathy for LLB?
Who?
Liar Liz Bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the forum name for.
Is it really?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
They don't
you
like
people
them.
Are harsh.
No, that's not me. That's their
Oh,
term
no, there's
for.
A bus.
Yeah, they've got
you
a
can
bus.
Get on the bus.
Get on the bus. The
people
liar
actually
bus.
Hate Liz more than they hate Sam in our forums. I do not understand it. Someone is going to have to
Maybe
explain it
to me.
Maybe
this is an evil plan to redeem Sam in a lot of people's eyes, and it's working.
Well, what it is, you know, Lisa loves to say it often. Right now, Liz is not owning what she does.
Don't you hate that?
You know, and that's, I think, what it is. And, you know, Sam's come right out and said, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. At least she's being honest about it.
Exactly. She's owning her crap.
I don't think she stole the baby, but I think she knows who did.
I wouldn't be surprised if Amelia set her up.
I think Amelia set her up.
That would not surprise me in the least.
No, it wouldn't. I'm already getting really sick of Amelia and all
that.
Oh,
I've been sick of her forever.
Although I will say it was interesting to see someone basically talk Sam down to Jason because he thinks she's the be-all and end-all
of anything.
Of
anything and everything. seriously.
Okay. Well, one last question before we move on to One Life to Live. What did you think of Carly's jealousy this week when she found Kate in there the next morning?
All I know is they're having this Father's Day barbecue thing, and I think it would be hilarious if you had Carly, Kate, and Alexis there, and just watch the three of them go at it.
I think I totally agree with that. I just found it very interesting where all of a sudden they're trying to use humor for the character of Sonny, and I think it's working. It's much better for him to be doing humor where he's caught between the two women.
It's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. much it's better. Different. Well,
instead of just being all glowery and stuff.
Speaking of different, though, were
you happy to see Nicholas turn just a skosh dark as he's turning completely dark, it looks like?
I watched that episode really late at night or early in the morning, depending on how you want to put it. I don't exactly remember
at
all.
And they need to stay with that horse.
But speaking of different, the musical, One Life to Live, the musical began on Friday. What's everyone's first impression? I take
horrible.
It we got sound effects working.
Well, sort of. Do you hear how sick that buzzer sounds?
Yeah.
Well, that's about as sick as Prom Night the musical is.
It's just bad.
What do you think? But what do you think of the talent? Because I mean, Marcy, the actress who portrays Marcy Ryland, is a Broadway star.
Ryland is Lizzie on Guy.
Not Marcy Ryland, the actress who plays Marcy. Sorry,
Kathy Breyer.
Kathy Breyer is on Broadway or was on Broadway. One of the two. I think the girl who plays
and they're very talented singers. They were on The View on Friday.
Oh, I missed that.
I recorded The View because they performed the music video on The View, and it was funny because everybody else was in different clothes from the music video except Marcy.
Really?
She's been wearing that skirt now and that black top for days.
Oh, poor girl. Poor girl.
I'm still trying to figure out.
I think it's flat. I think it's just uninteresting.
You know,
and
some people
mentioned
this in the forums. They're performing in a gymnasium. Where is the audience supposed to sit?
And how are the acoustics?
Well, in the gym, they're probably not too bad, but it's, and you can understand practicing there, but I hope they're going to be performing this in some sort of auditorium, because
you'd think.
There's no place, I mean, where are they going to sit? On those little half bleachers, and you're going to have 15 people watching the show? And why is Marcy in the show?
She's the adult.
She's the super.
Let's rein them in and give that a shot at real talent. That's my take.
She's
on
like,
it.
I mean, when you go to children's plays, you have the person.
Yeah, but not
who
in high school. The ringleader.
Yeah, but
I was in drama all through high school. We never had any of the teachers part of the play.
Well, as
but
you pointed
again,
out in last week's episode, they don't follow through to high school. Yeah.
Well, I guess now somebody's trying to say it's supposed to be a junior prom.
Oh, is it a senior prom? Oh, is that right?
Okay, yeah, somebody was saying that. Whatever.
Whatever. Still sucks. Sure.
Okay, well, speaking of sucking, Ace is getting killed off.
Yes.
This summer, yes. And they're doing it for their 10,000th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of dying on air and using him like they should, they are killing him off air.
Yes.
Although there is a little rumor out there that they have the new writing team has made him an offer to come on for about two episodes.
Well, did you hear
like
why?
Like a one-time deal.
Did you hear why? Would you like the juice? Would you like to step up and hear the juice? Because I know it. They want to have him not be really dead and just say, I got away with Spencer's murder and walk away.
Yeah, they basically, I think he's going to get to watch his funeral one
because
more time.
He's the one who killed Spencer.
I believe so.
Yeah,
so, in the end,
and
he's gonna
laugh, put on his hat, and walk away.
Yes.
Do you think that? Well, and if that happens, it would be a very redeeming factor for the show. That is, I mean, to treat an actor that way and give him such a terrible goodbye for Asa to be able to walk away like that would be great.
It would be awesome. It would be a great tribute to that character. You know what I want to see? Is,
well, besides the fact that the guy from Firefly.
But
no,
don't get to that. Don't get to that yet because I can't breathe
while we talk
about
that. I have to keep this on track, so.
But just real quick, I want them to call all the ex-wives and have them on screen, call Olympia and all the ex-wives.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
And then
like
say,
they did the
I'm
last
not
time.
Falling for that again. I'm not falling for that again and hang up and not believe he's dead. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really, really good.
Yes.
Because they've done that once before.
Yeah, I'm not
falling
for it again. Click.
I mean, that is one of the most memorable flashback scenes ever.
With the Blair in the mirror. I love
the Blair
scene.
In the mirror, yeah.
Well, maybe you could call up the ABC hotline and suggest it. There's still a little bit of time.
I already did.
I want pay. I'm sorry. These are good ideas. We need pay.
Oh, no, I already suggested that they have to have all the wives.
Well, I tried to mention who was coming back, but
cut
me off. So who was coming back, Lisa?
Oh, shush it. Several faces from Landview's past, including James DePaiva, who played Max Holden.
Yay.
Tanya Walker, who played Alex Hesser.
Yay.
John Lorpino, who played Cord Roberts. Nathan Fillion, the best Joey Buchanan they've ever had.
Ever.
And my boyfriend, Dan Gauthier, the best Kevin that's ever been.
Yes. it's nice to know they're at least going to come home for Asa, because they didn't come home when Jessica was on her deathbed.
Hey, getting Nathan Fillion back is no small feat. People don't understand.
Well, okay, but to be fair, Drive was canceled. Drive was canceled.
It doesn't matter. Firefly
was canceled.
He has jobs left and right.
It doesn't matter.
This guy is hot.
He is long past, you know, the whole soap opera thing, but he's coming back.
Really,
I think it's great.
Question then, is this an equivalent to, say, a Josh Duhamel coming back? Because Josh Duhamel's had a TV career and a movie career. If he was
but
to
I've
come
never
back.
I like Josh.
I know, but you're not a big All My Children fan either, so.
I think it's a little lesser than Josh, but almost.
Okay.
But when I saw Nathan Fillion had actually agreed to come out, and Nathan and Dan Gauthier sharing the scene together, I can't breathe. I can't think about it.
I'm not sure I can ask this on the record, but what was it you were telling me about how word leaked out about this? You had mentioned something at a fan event?
Yes, Cassie DePaiva.
Was she telling a story about how they called the house?
Yes. And
share the
Max,
story for those
James
who are DePaiva, listening.
James DePaiva answered the phone, and it was Frank Valentini, the executive producer of One Life to Live. And he said, "Oh, hi, Frank. Do you want to speak to Cassie?" And Frank said, "No, I'm going to speak to you," and offered James DePaiva his job back for a couple days. And then Cassie leaked it at her fan luncheon.
Yes.
So that's how it got out. And then the soap rags broke it like they had done this big, huge service. So thanks a lot. So
and there is a rumor that there's supposed to be some sort of deal going on right now. They're trying to work something out to get Tina back as well.
Yes.
Now,
for just one episode.
Speaking of
The Tina, not any Tina.
Of course, who would be better Tina on One Life to Live than our own Tina? So maybe you can get a role.
Oh,
there.
I love her.
But
she's
the best. Speaking of people returning, real quick, Todd seems to have returned. Did I catch that when I was watching it this week?
Uh-huh.
All right, he hasn't really woken up yet, so I don't call him returned.
And no beard and no hair growth.
Can you explain to me what the injury on his side is?
He's stabbed.
By who?
We don't know yet.
Some random guy.
Oh, okay. And
the story that the kid gave is that he saw somebody stab him and just brought him there to heal. But at one point in time, he's like, "I can't believe you're not dead yet." So I think he's the one who actually stabbed him.
Yes.
So is he in
Landview
or is he in another city?
He's in Chicago, right?
Yeah, he's still in Chicago.
Okay. Now, then.
But everybody knows Todd Manning.
Did anybody I've thoroughly enjoyed it this last week when Dorian went to John McBain and was basically telling about everything. What did you think of all that? We got 2 minutes before we got to move on to the next All My Children.
Well, I actually enjoyed a John McBain scene.
Because he shines with the divas. Have you noticed that?
Well, not just with the divas. I liked all his scenes with David.
He's a diva, excuse me.
And don't forget to watch July 4th.
Or there's a towel incident and
what?
Red, white, blue Speedos.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
David shows up in a towel and red, white, blue Speedos on July 4th on One Life to Live.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to be moving in with Vicky.
That's right. Because he's mad at Dorian for losing him all the money for not taking out the hit on Spencer.
Patriotic news, apparently, huh?
See, we're getting our wish, Luke. Remember we said that?
I don't know that I ever wished. Okay, just to clarify, I don't know that I ever wished to see Daniel in a... Or
that's
David
not
in
what
a
I
Speedo.
Meant.
Yeah,
him,
but we wish.
Him
so.
With Vicky to try to make
okay.
Dorian jealous
yes,
because of the
clip. Yes, I will
thing.
Agree
and
with that.
And they're actually
that.
I was talking about.
It.
And they're Jeez, actually
Luke.
Going to do it.
I know, I'm so excited. David,
I was
David,
so
David.
Happy to read
Love
that.
Him.
So is he going to be officially on contract, or is it just...
We're not
no,
sure.
No, they've kind of extended his little stay for a couple more episodes, and I think they're trying to work something out with him. But
well,
if
they
he's
but
a
if,
treasure.
And so then, has Miles been let go yet?
No.
Oh, well, maybe if they could just get rid of Miles, they could, and Marty, they could
Miles
bring David back.
Miles and Marty's, if they could just go away.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think anybody would notice.
Well, speaking of noticing, did you find it interesting that no one seemed to notice that JR has been missing for 2 days on All My Children?
Other than Adam,
who's been being like blackmailed.
No, that's AMC's problem.
Was it equivalent of a ransom note?
Well, that's AMC's problem. Nobody interacts outside their own storyline arc.
I'll tell you what, though, off the point, I'm really wanting to see an Adam Erica Jackson triangle because the Adam and Erica stuff lately has been amazing.
Well, sure. They've always been amazing.
I read something about how she's going to be trying to talk to Tad.
Yeah. They're going to have a fake relationship to get to Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, so. And speaking of relationships, JR is in the basement with Amanda. You told us last week that Amanda is going to be part of his scheme to bilk his father. Mm-hmm. And I was reading somewhere online that apparently Zach was going to be stealing Adam's fortune. But
yes.
am I to understand it now? Were you telling me before we started recording that he's not actually stealing Adam's fortune? He's getting Adam's fortune back for him?
You want to take it, Tina? And I jump in?
I think what's actually going to happen is JR asked for this, or has asked for this crazy amount of money, and $100 million. Right, and Zach's going to basically almost either buy in or buy out half the company or whatever, or most of the company, or going to own it almost
entirely.
Adam puts
it up for collateral.
Hands the money to Adam so Adam can pay the blackmailer, or the ransom holder, or whoever kidnapped JR, which is actually JR.
The fake kidnapper that JR hired is actually working for Zach.
So Zach's going to get his money back plus own the company?
Yes.
And so then
they're basically poor.
How does Adam come out on top then?
He doesn't. We didn't say he did, but he didn't steal it. He steals it from JR. Adam, he approaches Adam on faith. Adam approached Zach saying, hey, I need collateral. And Zach's like, okay. But this
I'll
is what
you
got to do.
Out.
Put up the house. You got to put up the house, your cars, everything. And
I'll give
Adam
you a
says,
check for this money.
Right. And Adam says, I don't care. I just want my son back. And
so you mean
JR
to tell me that once
it,
okay, now I'm pissed. You mean to tell me once again a major family is going to fall
here
at the knees of Zach?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yep.
Oh, I am so pissed. Greenlee has been crucified at the knees of him.
No, she hasn't.
Yes, she has.
At the knees of Ryan, not Zach.
Zach's the one who got this whole ball rolling in the first place. I mean, in terms of the
please.
Power outage.
See,
and
you
then
don't
now ever... and now he's going to. Oh, I'm pissed. I'm freaking pissed.
Hey,
why
you know
is
what?
It that the Chandlers are continued to be destroyed?
Oh, you are okay with Crystal, but you're not okay with Zach. Is this right?
What do you mean?
You loved Crystal and Adam together.
But yeah, but you knew that Crystal was
but
never going
she
to beat Craig.
Him.
But you knew that Crystal was never going to win in the end. That was the great thing about the relationship. They can have lots and lots of fun, but Crystal's never going to
win. But she
win
can
in
wear
end.
His
I
balls
would,
as earrings.
But,
and
I
that
would,
was okay.
But I would much rather have Adam losing out to Palmer than to be losing out to Zach. Once again, it's all about the fact that instead of having core families like the Cortlands, the Chandlers, the Canes, etc., be the major players in this town, everything has to be falling under Cambius and freaking Zach Industries, and it pisses me off.
Just because you don't like Zach. Now, if this were Greenlee, you'd be all behind it.
See, I think Adam opened
Thank
this
you.
Door, and Zach just walked right through it.
I can't fault him for that.
Well, no, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, in terms of what the writers are doing to this show, I'm getting sick of everybody having to be used to make Zach good.
What are you talking about, Zach good? People are, like, getting mad at Zach, as i.e. you, for this. This is basically bringing out Zach's dark side with Kendall's approval, which I love.
Okay.
If it gets Adam on my screen fighting with Zach and going toe-to-toe as a Chandler, bring it on.
Might I also point out to you in a previous episode that I said the fact that Zach was a bad guy and that he does this stuff and manipulates people and you denied it? And now look... Yes, you did.
I denied the fact that you said he manipulates people that are helpless. And Adam is not helpless. Adam
He's being
did all
blackmailed.
Of this. No, he's not. What
he's
are you
being blackmailed
about?
By his son for ransom. His son he's basically
That's
helpless.
Not Zach's fault. Is that Zach's fault? Tina, come on. Is that Zach's fault?
I don't know. I think if you look at the list, Erica, Maria, Greenlee, now Adam. The list just keeps piling up. Even Kendall to an extent, but she's forgiven him. I don't know.
Maria, he loved Maria. He didn't do anything against Maria.
He manipulated her as
Maria. That was David. No, that was David. No, all he did was say, I love you, please come back to me. And she wouldn't, and he basically gave up after a year. He never manipulated Maria.
I'm not happy.
I think your Zach hate is a little too out there.
It's not hate. It's just that I don't like the fact that the writers are doing this to my favorite characters. And, I mean, ugh.
See, I think, honestly, Luke, seriously, and I'm not saying this just to make you feel better. I'm not. The minute I read the story, I went, okay, this is going to get Adam back to being Adam.
Well, what
he is going to take him on.
And basically, what they're going to do is they're going to make Adam grovel at Crystal's feet because of the fact that now he's not going to have a home or a business or anything to do, and it's going to be completely starting over, and he's going to have to grovel. And you mark my words, they're going to have him working in that bar.
You know something? I don't know how long you've been watching All My Children, but I remember the last time Adam, I mean,
yep.
I'm talking years and years ago when Adam lost his fortune.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That Adam was a beautiful Adam.
It
that
was
is
awesome.
Who Adam
well, and that was,
Chandler
that may have been before
be.
Before my time, and I will admit that. And so it's not to say that they won't write it well, but I will say this. If this was under McTavish, I'd be even more through the roof.
If it were under McTavish, I would have no hope at all. But now that it's not, like Tina just said, I'm thinking they're making Adam back to being Adam. And JR and Adam hooking up and being Chandlers. And if they're doing that, take Zach down. And I'm a Zach. I'm the Zachologist, remember? Take him down if they're acting like Chandlers. Go for it.
Well, do you think that there's any hope of throwing Palmer into the mix?
No, he's just so sick. You know,
he's been
life.
Back a little recently, and it's so been not, nice, so nice to see him.
Yeah, you know how it's small scenes at a time, though, because he's very sick, and it's very hard for him to stay working.
If they wanted to bring Palmer into it, maybe they should have just had Palmer give the money to Adam and just walk away and be gone. I don't know.
Or Petey. Where's Petey?
Now, speaking of character, I'd love to have back. Can you imagine having Petey come in? I would love a Sean Colby Petey triangle.
Oh, that would be good.
Can you imagine Palmer's son and Adam's daughter?
I'm all for it.
Oh,
yeah.
That would
great
be
idea.
Great.
Great idea.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm brilliant on occasion, you know that?
On occasion. Except for the Zach hate.
Well,
there's just no brilliance.
We had a quick email from Tori Ann who wrote in about All My Children. Dear Luke and Lisa, I have a major bone to pick with AMC, mainly with Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Before I get into it, let me just say you might crucify me, especially Luke, if he is still a Greenlee's number one fan, but I'll risk it. How can Ryan sit there and say, let's bring Greenlee into our son's life? A, she has no claim to him. B, Kendall won't stand for it, and I completely agree with her. Then he has the nerve to sit there and be mad at Kendall for saying no. What about his wife? Shouldn't she have some say on having her husband's ex-wife more involved in their life than she already is? Maybe someone should knock him out, and maybe when he comes around, have him realize what a buffoon he is.
Take it, Tina. Take it.
No, I don't think I want to go there.
Okay, I'll take it.
We got 2 minutes.
Ryan's, okay, can I say ass?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan is a gigantic ass. Instead of discussing with Kendall by themselves, hey, maybe Greenlee should be a part, and, you know, because we feel sorry for her, blah, blah, blah. No, he tells Kendall the way it's going to be, even though she's the mother. And then if she doesn't like it, she can go. Oh, no. I'd have kicked his balls up to his ears.
Okay, but to be fair, Jack did have a point that this all started with Ryan, and in a way, Ryan is making a feeble attempt
at
trying to rectify
it. But Ryan needed to talk to Kendall about it.
Oh, I agree with that.
Kendall has a say in it. That's what I had a problem with. He just told her how it was going to be. Excuse me, she's the mother. Oh, don't tell me how to raise my son. I'll kill you. You know, it just kills me. It just kills me that Ryan is still the end-all, say-all to this. So, what do
now,
you think?
I call him Ryass.
Me too.
Well, okay, back to One Life to Live for a moment because we didn't get this fit in. But okay. Apparently Tate is the arsonist.
Yes.
Is this the
Although I
the
think
racist
his father's
arsonist?
Going...
His father admits to it to save
Tate. Yeah, his father's basically taking the rap for it to start
mm-hmm.
with.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come out that it's him, and and then they'll be all off our screens. Yay.
Darn.
This is one of the dumbest storylines I have ever seen.
Thank you.
Although I
OPP.
Am liking some of the Lindsay Nora sniping. That's,
oh, that's
the only good thing
that's
to come
good.
From this.
Good, Tina. That's right. That's right. Lindsay Nora, we're always down for that. So.
Well, we have reached that time where it's time to wrap things up. Do each of you have a final thought on the state of ABC soaps this week?
I'm sick of the music already. Turn it off.
Okay. Lisa?
Just have these characters act in character, and I'm okay with these spoilers.
Yay! Dango Tier coming back!
And my final thought is, if Robin Strasser is as excited about the new head writer as she is, then I can hold out hope that things will drastically improve on One Life to Live, and it'll be a show that I can once again start watching. Please send your emails to dc@tvfanonline.com if it's specifically for this episode. put ABC in the subject line. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. You can vote once a month. We would appreciate it because it helps promote the podcast. Also, we'd love it if you write a review in iTunes. And last but not least, if you have a little, if you can, use the Amazon link or donate to help support the site and pay the bandwidth costs. So, until next time, so long.
Bye. Bye-bye.